Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener, and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, getting close to the holidays. And a lot of us have had a little bit of snow. The ground still isn't frozen in most places. And as we prepare for the holidays, this could be a great time, if you've never fed the birds before, or if you have, to make sure that bird feeder is set up, it's clean, and it's ready to go. And I thought what we'd do this morning in this first segment is have C.N. from Wild Delight. She's our bird lady, bird expert, to tell you how to prepare and find the best location for setting up your bird feeder so that you can enjoy it all winter long. Once the snow gets deep and you're stuck in the house, wouldn't it be nice to look out the window and see a whole flock of birds all over your yard? C.N.'s the expert. Good morning, C.N.
Good morning. How is everyone today?
Everyone is wonderful, and we're starting to get into the spirit. A little bit of snow yesterday, just enough to cover the ground.
Yes.
But it's starting to look like the holidays, and the birds, we got to get moving if we want them to stay in their yard for the winter, right?
Oh, absolutely. They're going to get real hungry with this snow cover. We still have a little bit of snow on the ground from a storm we had a few days ago, and the birds are just eating furiously.
Now, C.N., if people have never fed the birds before, how do they select a location for that bird feeder?
Well, you know, I have my feeders in a variety of locations. You want to be, of course, you want to be able to see it while you're inside. I have a couple that is doing dishes in the kitchen are right in my view there. So while I'm doing the dishes, I can enjoy watching them. So you want a nice open location, especially, you know, because you also have to take into consideration squirrel proofing your feeders as well. So you don't want, you know, feeders too close to where squirrels can easily jump on it. So if you have like a post-mounted feeder, you want it like 8 to 10 feet away from any tree limbs, rooftops and stuff that a squirrel can, you know, launch over and land on it, because I recommend putting a squirrel baffle on that post so they can't scurry up the post, but you want to make sure there's no other way to access it. If you're hanging feeder, you find a nice good tree limb. They have these nice sky hooks that can hook on the limb that you can hang your feeder on. But again, I recommend using a squirrel baffle to put on there as well. And you want to make sure that feeder is at least 5 feet off the ground. And again, 8 to 10 feet away from anything they can get up on and launch themselves over. This way, it'll avoid the Sammy the squirrel terrorizing your feeders.
And it will terrorize your feeder. You better believe it.
Absolutely. And that's the number one question I get asked is, how do you get rid of the squirrels? Well, you don't really get rid of them. You just have to manage them. So picking a good location that is, you know, not a benefit to the squirrel to get onto your feeder is always the best. But, of course, you want it in a good location where you can be nice and warm inside in the sun, you know, wintertime, and be able to watch your feathers friends enjoy themselves.
Exactly. Now, when the when we get ready to feed the birds, and we should be doing it now because they are looking for food.
Oh, absolutely.
What type of bird feeder would act to attract the birds to that feeder the best? I know Wild Delight makes a whole series of blends, some for specific birds, but what do you recommend that people start with when they're looking at the Wild Delight brands of bird food?
Well, a good, very basic mix that we make is our cardinal mix, which is black oil sunflower, safflower, raisins, peanuts, and cherries. That's a good overall basic mix.
Okay, and will that go in all different types of feeders, or does
Absolutely.
It do best
It'll go in your hopper feeder, your platforms, your fly-throughs, as well as your standard tube feeders. Everything, it works in all the feeders.
Okay, now I think before we go any further, we should tell people how different the quality of bird feed is, and something that you're the only company that does. You add things to your bird food that nobody else does in this industry. And why you do this? Why do you add things like vitamins and minerals and electrolytes and all the other things? And why is it that nobody else does?
Well, you know, the birds are as susceptible to the stresses of life as human beings are. I mean, we take vitamins to help supplement ourselves. The birds outside, exposed to the heat, the cold, you know, pollution, loss of habitat, loss of food sources. I mean, there's all sorts of stresses for them out there. So by adding the vitamins and minerals, we're helping them. You know, helping them for better feathering, you know, for the reproduction so they have healthy eggs. And, you know, I just overall health.
So it is something that really is a benefit when you compare quality of seed from one to another.
Absolutely. You know, we want to see our beautiful birds out there. And we take all the steps necessary to help ensure that.
Now, when people are looking at bird food, most of the bags are clear for the most part.
Right.
What don't you want to see as an active ingredient or a seed in that package? Something that's used as a filler that will attract some of the bigger birds that you may not want, or is this a seed that the birds don't like?
The number one is red Milo. It looks like a little round reddish BB, and almost nothing eats it. You know, your starlings, you'll eat it, your grackles, your mourning doves, you know, squirrels, chipmunks. Like you said, the undesirable birds. I mean, I always encourage people, read the ingredients of what you're buying. And then when you put it in your feeder, actually watch what the birds are doing. If you see them kicking stuff out, they're getting rid of what they don't want. So, you know, you get what you pay for. So if most of those bags are, you know, inexpensive blends. And there's a reason why it's inexpensive, because it's filled with fillers that the birds aren't going to eat. They're just going to waste it, throw it on the ground, make a mess. Weeds are going to grow. So what did you really save? And you're not getting a good quality bird experience.
Yeah, and if the amount of the filler gets to be around 25 or 30%, then you have to figure that, yeah, I did save some money. But if 25 or 30% of the food that's in that bag is not going to be eaten by the birds that you want to attract to your feeder, you're paying more money for a much lower quality bird food. While if you stayed with a premium product like Wild Delight, there's no waste and there's no mess.
Absolutely. I mean, when I first started birding about 20 years ago, I really didn't know any different either, so I just bought what was ever in the supermarket. And I would fill it up in the morning before I went to work, and when I'd come home, empty. And I would see all the seeds scattered all over the ground. Now, since I've been using the Wild Delight, I fill my feeder. I get 5 days out of it, maybe six. And I don't have all the stuff scattered all over the ground. And then, you know, especially in the spring and summertime, weeding, because it sprouts and it grows and makes a mess. So I've learned a lot over the years through trial and error, and I'm extremely pleased with our blend. I love it.
Yeah. The other thing that makes your blend so unique, and in the last year, a major bird food company was charged with something that they had done. Your seed is not chemically treated. So
right.
There's
we're
no
naturally
pesticide.
Preserved. We used mixed tocopherols, and that's a natural preservative. A lot of other companies use, you know, ethoxyglin, BHA, DHT, which are chemical preservatives, which are known cancer-causing agents.
Yeah, so that's a very, very good point. CM, we'll be right back after this message.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprints.com. That's greenprints.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 30th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,730.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,773.27, $886.64 for a half ounce, or $443.32 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,773.27, $886.64, and $443.32.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration.
so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're talking with C-Ann from Wild Delight. And C-Ann, people that are just beginning to feed the birds, tell us about your website so they can go there and get more information. And that way, when they set it up, it will help them to do a better job and attract more birds.
It's www.wilddelight.com. You can go on there and get some information about birds, the different seed mixes. We're also on Facebook. We get some great postings from people across the country. And there's even a printable coupon on there towards the purchase of our product.
Wonderful. Now, what besides that, can people find a dealer where they can find Wild Delight in their local area?
Absolutely. There's a retail locator on there that you just put your zip code in and click away, and it'll bring up people in the area that carry our product.
Wonderful. Now, we've been talking a little bit about setting up the area and some of the bird foods. If you have a deck attached to your house and you want to attract the birds but you don't want the mess, do you have a mixture that has no shelves or is very, very clean?
Absolutely. It is called our deck, porch, and patio. And it's for that reason that we made this mix, because a lot of people are, you know, they have the smaller backyards, or they want a feeder close to their sitting areas, but they don't like all that shells all over the place. So we came up with this mix, and it's just sunflower kernels, pumpkin seeds, peanuts, and pistachios. So there is an absolute zero waste to it. There's a lot of other companies that claim to be waste-free, but they still put in some cracked corn and white millet. And that, of course, gets scattered on the ground. This has no fillers in it, and it's extremely clean. So you can keep it right on your deck and not have to worry about doing any sweeping.
Now, if you want to keep squirrels away, are there blends that you make that will be less attractive to getting squirrels on your feeders?
Unfortunately, no. All our mixes have all the, well, and honestly, you know, all our mixes have all the good stuff in it that the squirrels, of course, will eat anything. The only thing they're not too crazy about is safflower. I mean, they will begrudgingly eat it if there's nothing else around, but it's just not their favorite. So So, yeah, safflower is great, but you know what? Safflower is a very hard shell. Not every bird can eat it. So you really limit the kind of birds you attract to your yard if you use just safflower. So all our mixes, you know, sunflower, nut meat, I mean, squirrels love that. So that's why I really advocate squirrel-proofing your area as best as possible with the use of squirrel baffles. There are a lot of great feeders out there that are squirrel-resistant. I hate to say 100% squirrel-proof because there's usually one standing the squirrel that usually figures it out. But some are better than others, you know, weight-activated that closes the ports or the perches collapse, dropping the squirrel off. There's even one that's battery-operated where the perch ring spins when the squirrel hits it. Very entertaining. Or else you can mix cayenne pepper in your seed. And a lot of people worry that it'll hurt the birds, you know, because we all know how it burns our mouth, cayenne pepper. The active ingredient in cayenne pepper is capsaicin. And what activates that burn is actually your saliva. Well, birds don't have saliva, so they don't get the burn. They just get the flavor. So it is safe to use, and it'll bother the squirrels. They're, you know, they've got the moist nose and saliva, so they'll get the burn. But just be careful when you're mixing it. Now, I used to mix it in my mixes before I finished squirrel-proofing my area, and I would open up a newspaper, lay the seed out, and I would take an unflavored cooking spray and just put an extremely light mist on it and then scatter the powder on it. Cooking mist helps the powder stick to the seed better. And then I would mix it up and put it in my feeders, and yeah, the squirrels really didn't like that.
Great. Absolutely great tip for everybody. See, Ann, thank you for joining us this morning. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks and get more tips on having the best winter we've ever had with birds in the yard. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief from my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
Thank you. Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll try and help you with the gardening questions that you have for this time of the season. The one thing I would like you to do, the weather for the next few days is predicted to be fairly nice. New England's going to be in the 50s and plus. Go down and buy your cut Christmas tree as soon as you can. You know, by waiting until the last week, you're not going to have a fresher tree. For the most part, all of the cut trees, no matter what variety they are, have already been cut. They've been put in a plastic netting and shipped down to your local garden center. And some will get more trees, but again, they're all cut. They come from, you know, northern New England, they come from New York, some come even from the southern part of the country, and they need to get them cut in case the weather gets bad, because the trees are not grown on the side of the road, they're grown in rural areas, and transportation can be a problem if you get a big snow. So buy your tree, have it wrapped, have them put a fresh cut on the base of that tree, and have them take some of the lower branches off, you know. Have them do the work before you get home. That way you won't have to. I got my tree last week and had that done. and set it in a bucket of water. I have a 5-gallon bucket, filled it full of water, added some tree preservative, and it's in the garage. It's out of the sun, out of the wind, and it's drawing water. I mean, in the first day, it probably took almost a gallon of water out of that bucket. So you have to think of your cut Christmas tree as a cut flower. If you can get the water in it, it will stay in it and it will keep it fresher for a much longer period of time. Add water as needed. And then when you want to set it up, it's in a sheltered area. It's not covered with snow. It's not frozen. You bring it in, netting it all. Set it in your tree stand. And then cut the bag. Let it drop naturally with the temperature change in your home. And then you're ready for decorations. Now, one question I get asked often is, I have pets, dogs, cats, and if I use a tree preservative, how will that affect my pets? Well, they're all non-toxic. So if your animals drink it, it will not hurt them. But what I do, being I have 4 little dogs, is I wrap the tree stand with a towel. And then I'll put my decorative tree stand covering over it. And that way the animals cannot get to the water. And it works very, very well. So don't worry if they drink it. The worst that will happen is that the plant itself could dry out faster. And with a cut tree, check the water every single day. And especially that first 7 to 10 days, because that's when it's going to pull the most water out of your tree stand. And if you have a small tree stand that doesn't hold a lot of water, you may need to even do it once in the morning and once at night. And the worst thing that could happen is if it dries out, the stand itself, the tree is filled with sap. And the sap will plug all of the holes that you made when you cut that plant. And once it's decorated, it's impossible to pull the tree out of the stand, put a fresh cut, set it back in the stand. It will be a nightmare. So stay vigilant. Check the water twice a day. And that will help a great deal. Now, before you bring that plant in, if you have forced hot air, a wood stove, coal stove, try and avoid, if at all possible, keeping it in that room. The heat that those heat sources will produce will dry that tree faster. So, wood stove, nothing you can do. Coal stove, nothing you can do. But if you have forced hot air, cover the vent. Just put a couple of magazines over it. It will block the air from being blown into the room, and the tree will stay fresher for a longer period of time. Fireplace. I mean, you look at the beautiful Christmas cards and you have a gorgeous tree with a warming fire. Not a good thing. Keep it away from the fireplace. If you want that look in your home, then minimize the amount of fires that you make in your fireplace, so that the tree itself doesn't bloom. But if you have to, buy an anti-desiccant like Wilt Proof, wilt stop. And what you need to do is it needs to dry outside in the sun. So the next 3 or 4 or 5 days, they're talking warm temperatures, hopefully where you live too. You don't have to take the plant out of the bag. Spray it with Wiltproof or Wiltstop, and if your needles will lose more moisture on the underside of the needle than the top. And when it's in the bag, you're going to be spraying the underside of the needle. So that will plug up the pores, help to minimize moisture loss, and leave it outside in the sun until it feels dry. Then bring it in, set it up, and it will extend. And that combination of an anti-desiccant on the foliage and a preservative in the water will help to extend the life of that plant in your home and eliminate the possibility in every year we hear of a fire caused by the Christmas tree. And it's not the plant, it's the lights. And with the price of lights today, if you have some old sets, look at them before you apply them to your cut Christmas tree. And you see any cracking, they're brittle, replace them. And I'll tell you, the new lights of today, the LED lights, use a lot less energy. They don't burn hot, and the colors are beautiful, but not burning hot means that that light is cool. When it touches the needle will stay cooler, and you'll have less dehydration of that plant. So, LED, less energy, cooler, so that the plant will not dry out. And so many different colors and shapes and things that are unique looking really makes a big difference. Now, if your home is kept 70 degrees or warmer and you have forced hot air, once a day, take a Mr. bottle. It could be an old Windex bottle that you've emptied. Clean it out, and once a day, spray the foliage of your Christmas tree. And that will give the plant additional moisture. It will evaporate. It will create humidity in your room. And that will help to extend the life of that plant. Also, if you have a forced hot air heat, wood stove, fireplace, a room humidifier will help to increase the light of the plant in your home. It will help to give the room more humidity. And the more humidity in the room, the less likely the plant will lose moisture due to the dryness in your room. And speaking of a humidifier, if you have a gardenia, beautiful white blossoms, very, very fragrant, the secret to the gardenia and also rosemary is humidity. So a room humidifier will help to ensure that the rosemary will not shed. It will ensure that the blossoms of the gardenia do not fall from the plant and they actually bloom for you. Nothing more frustrating than having a gorgeous gardenia full of buds, few flowers, and as the bud turns red or white, they fall. That's lack of humidity. And the best way, large plastic saucer, and it should be the width of the spread of your plant. So if your plant measures in a, let's say, an 8-inch pot, but spreads 12 inches in diameter by a 12-inch saucer, fill it with stone, marble chip, set your potted plant on top of the stone, and then get into the routine that every morning you fill the saucer to the top of the stones with water, spray the foliage and the buds, and during the day, the water in the saucer will evaporate, creating humidity around the plant and helping it to stay fresher for a much longer period of time. So there are some secrets. Now, when you buy a gardenia, two things I want you to look for. Number one, the shape of the pot. If you look at the shape of the pot and the sides are straight up and down like a cylinder, repot it. It's pot bound. It just came from Florida. And if you can repot it, the plant will do a lot better. Okay? A general potting soil, black gold, it works wonderful.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine. With fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips, this wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 855-660-4261. When you're out and about and visiting garden centers, feed and grain stores, and even some of the box stores, you're probably going to notice that all their spring flowering bulbs have been marked down, and it's not too late to plant. I remember one year, many years ago, had bought bulbs, put them in my tool sheds because I wanted specific varieties, chose them early, forgot I had put them there, and we had a mild winter. Christmas morning, picking up all the wrapping from the kids to throw in the trash, found my tulips, daffodils, crocuses, panic. Took them out in the front beds, dug some holes, got them planted, added some bulb fertilizer at the time of planting, watered it well with a bucket, didn't want to drag the hose out, had been put away. And to my surprise, in the spring, even though they were planted late in December, they bloom beautiful. So if where you live, the ground is not frozen, you have not planted your spring flowering bulbs, and you see them on sale, buy them, get them in the ground, and next spring you will take me. But I want you to do one thing. Check them to make sure that the bulb itself is in good shape. So, if it's a tulip or a daffodil, I want you to look at the bottom of the bulb, and you'll see little tiny root hairs. If you squeeze at the base of the bulb and it feels firm, the bulb is okay. If you notice a black or a white ring right near the root system, and you squeeze it, and it feels soft, that bulb has died in the bag while in storage, probably because the building itself was too warm. Avoid it. Don't buy them because they've already begun to rot and they will never flower. So you want good, hard bulbs. The other thing, scratch through the plastic bag. See if there's green underneath the skin of the bulb. And that will give you another reason to select that bulb. If it's green, it's good. If it's brown or it's dried out, leave it there. But there's a lot of good bulbs out there. They've all been marked down. And if you go to your local nursery, they have been able to keep them cooler to eliminate the problem with the bulb drying out. So buy them, get them planted. You can even do some in pots and store them in your garage and bring them in the house in 2 or 3 months, depending on the variety of those bulbs that you have purchased. So, you know, it's still early. There's plenty to do. The other thing is, if you have a driveway, get your markers in the ground before it freezes. That way, when you're plowing the driveway, you don't end up taking half the lawn out. And the reflectant driveway markers make a big, big difference on your work in March and April. So mark the boundaries, and it will make a big difference in the quality of your plants. Now, I know a lot of you, especially Cape Cod and South, have had roses still in bloom at this point. As soon as you notice that the blossoms are done, spray your rose plants on the day when the temperatures are 40 degrees or higher with an antidesiccant. If you have new hydrangea, spray the branches with the antidesiccant, especially the blue and the pink varieties. It will prevent moisture loss, and believe me, your plants will overwinter a lot better. And roses, mulch them. 12 inches of mulch, like a teepee around them, that will eliminate winter kill on your plants.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.